Off the Ball, GAA.
It's still fairly raw to lose an All-Ireland final, but to not hit the levels that we had had all year and the biggest day of the year was probably the hardest thing to take.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Have you seen anything like that?
I'm a very confident front runner for Kelly for 33 years, 145 wins now, and that's the best win I've ever had.
I have no idea what you have.
I don't know. How are we going to count all the shots? I can't keep track.
Fuck! God damn it!
I don't think he's pleased.
Of course you would. That's a particularly stupid question. It's the Irish Open. Of course you want to play at the weekend.
We're walking down the ninth fairway at the K Club, Tuesday of the Irish Open. Sun is shining, and Grand Slam winner Rory McIlroy is with us. I know it's 6 months on, but I still like being saying well done.
Thank you. I like hearing it too. So thank you. I think we may enjoy the sunshine. I don't think there's going to be much more of it for the rest of the week, but always good to be back.
I don't know what shape the game is in, but Gary's been giving some helpful tips, has he?
Has a little bit, yeah. You know, he's been coaching me on where the pins are going to be during the week, but. Game feels in decent shape. I was saying to Gary, I had a nice little summer break there after the Open, and I played the last two FedEx Cup events over in the States and played okay. I hit the ball pretty average the first week, but putted well. And then at Eastlake at the Tour Championship, I hit the ball well, but I putted very averagely. So if I can sort of put it together, I think I'll be okay.
Like your overall game, I think if you look at the stats, you used to be quite reliant on strokes gained on your driving, whereas now it's a lot more balanced. What's happened with your putting that you've sort of got that balance?
I've stayed consistent with what I've worked on with Brad Faxon for the last few years. Like it's really only, you know, two or three very simple thoughts that I, you know, if I'm going to work on something on the putting green, I make sure I get my right arm in position. I make sure I'm striking the ball sort of out of the, on the center. Sometimes the putter will rise up on me a little bit and I'll start to hit the ball a bit more on the equator. So sometimes, you know, just sort of work on the strike and the right arm really. And if I get those two things right, I seem to hole a few putts.
After Augusta, is a strange, I mean obviously amazing, was it what you thought it would be, the feeling?
Yeah, so directly after, absolutely, yeah, right. I was trying to describe it to Gary there walking down the eighth hole. The reaction that I had, like the, you know, heaving and the convulsions, and my head was on, forehead was on the 18th green, and I'm screaming. And so that was, yes, I think what I didn't plan for or what I didn't think about was how I was going to feel afterwards in terms of sort of getting motivated again to get going and what am I going to do? Because for the last decade, my chase was to try to get that elusive Masters and win the Grand Slam. And now that I've done that, I think it's just taken me a little bit of time to recalibrate and think about, like, okay, well, you know, what are my goals going forward for the rest of my career? Like, I'm still only 36. I feel like I've got a good, you know, 8 to 10 years at the very top level of the game left. So I think at this point, it's just about resetting those goals and, sort of giving myself more objectives to try to aim for.
Is a second green jacket one of those?
Absolutely. A second green jacket, a second claret jug, a second US Open. You know, it's, Harry said to me pretty soon after I won Augusta, he said, you know, it's great, you've won the Grand Slam, but I haven't yet. So,
ooh.
So I was like, that's,
wow. So that's a good line.
So, so that's cool. It'd be cool to be able to do that with Harry. I thought it was, you know, one of my favorite things about winning the Masters was being able to do it with Harry. You know, we met on the putting green at Hollywood Golf Club when I was 7 years old, and, you know, we're striding up the last hole with a, you know, chance to win a green jacket, like that's as good as it gets for me. So so if he's on the journey for the rest of my career and we can pick off a few more, that would be amazing.
Now, in fairness, you come home to Ireland, you walk on water no matter what, like for the last number, whatever, since you turned pro. Do you notice, is there a kind of a different vibe now that you've won the Grand Slam? Is there like, is it more, or is it like, what is it?
It's more, and it's when I come back here home to Ireland, or it's sort of wherever I go, it feels a little bit different. I feel like that win sort of catapulted me into a different level in terms of, you know, where I stand in the game of golf. And but the reaction to it has been absolutely amazing. It's I don't know, I feel very lucky and very grateful that, you know, people were sort of on the journey with me, and the reactions to the win were what they were. You know, I'm very sort of humbled by it as well.
Genuine happiness, I think, amongst people. Just delighted, I mean, for you as much as the achievement.
The amount of people that say that they cried afterwards and
cried during.
I was crying during too. I think it was pretty cathartic for a lot of, yeah, especially with everything that's happened in golf over the last few years. I think it was a pretty cathartic win for everyone.
Absolutely. Give us the big golf question, Gary. Go on.
Ryder Cup in a few weeks' time. Yeah. The K Club this week and Wentworth next week. How important are these 2 weeks for that preparation?
They are. They're big. I think now that the team is set, you know, the team can start to do a little bit of bonding. Not that I mean, look, the only thing that's changed in our team is one initial. We went from an N Højgaard to an R Højgaard. So, but you know, I think for the team, especially for me, like I didn't play great the last couple of times I was out. I felt like I had a good week at Portrush, didn't quite get close enough to Scotty, but these are two big weeks just to get the game in shape and get really, really sharp before the whole team goes on a practice trip to New York and we do that. But I'm always excited to come. I'm excited for these 2 weeks. I keep my favorite weeks of the year now, really, are when I come back to Europe. I get a real buzz out of it and I really enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to the next 2 weeks and spending a bit more time with the Euros that are on the Ryder Cup team and and I think building towards that.
Brilliant. One last one, you got to go hit your shot. One of the highlights up in Portrush was on the Tuesday. I was walking out and I saw a commotion, and next thing this man emerged in a green jacket walking towards the clubhouse. Firstly, how cool is that? And are we going to see a repeat at any stage this week?
Yeah. It's very cool. I mean, I honestly travel with it everywhere because people want to see it, which is very cool. You might see a repeat of it this week. I think I'm doing something in the fan village on Thursday afternoon. And it might make an appearance.
Are there rules about that?
You
have to ask permission. Can I wear it?
Look, it's the only green jacket that's outside of the club for the year.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful with it. And there's, you want to respect it as well, and you want to respect the club and their values and their traditions. So, you have to be mindful about where you wear it and what you wear it with. You know, white shirt, Augusta tie, suitable footwear. You know, it's all very, so you have to make sure you do the right thing.
Have you got your menu sorted yet?
Not, haven't even thought about it, which is bad. But
there'll be plenty of suggestions this week.
I need to sit down pretty soon, actually, and try to get that sorted. But yeah, I'm excited for that next year.
Rory,
thanks for your time.
Thanks very much. Pleasure.
Well done again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thanks, Rory. All my exes were wrong.